Man, it's so good to have you guys here this morning. Thanks for being here at the Dwelling, just a church where you can come as you are. Hey, I'd encourage you guys to pull out your phones and actually jump on Facebook, okay? And I want you to go to the Dwelling TX, and I want you to actually check in. It's really easy. You just go to the top. You guys probably all know how to do this. You just go to the top, those little three little dot thingamajiggers, hit it. Then there's a little button that says check in, and you can check in, okay? We want to just have you share out with all your friends and stuff that you're here, that this is a church where you find valuable and all that kind of stuff. So thanks so much for being here, guys, this morning. Oh, Lord Jesus, we come before you, and we give you praise. Give you praise as we stand in your presence, acknowledging that you are God and we are not, and we desperately need you in so many different ways this morning, represented across the board. And so we just come as a community, as individuals, asking that you would help us, Lord, help us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Let's say a prayer just to kind of prepare our minds here. Lord Jesus, we thank you for that prayer that you taught us. We thank you for teaching us how to pray. We come now before you. We lift up to you this time that we would open up our hearts, our minds to receiving your word, and that you'd shape and change us, Lord. Do a work right now that only you can do. Help me, Lord, to simply convey your word. That's it. Not a word more, not a word less than what you once said this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, I'm going to do something this morning that's going to annoy some of you a little bit, okay? So don't be too mad at me, Megan, okay? Just chill out, but it's going to make you a little bit mad, okay? I have here a burrito from Taco Bell, and I'm going to eat it. Come on now. Come on now. No, this message is not going to work for Lisa. I'm sorry. Really? Man. Okay, I'm the only Taco Bell lover in here. Charlie, me and you, dude. Yeah, buddy. Corn, Taco Bell, baby. I love Taco Bell. Yeah? Amen. Amen. I love it so much. And I'm here to tell you, the guy who made this for me this morning just made my day. Made my day. Matthew 6:11. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. What does that mean? You know, we're in our series on prayer that we've been talking about the Lord's Prayer, but basically using that, the Lord's Prayer is kind of a guide to, what have I really been trying to just get us to do the past couple weeks? Just get us to pray, right? That's what I've been just asking. If we get done with this series and nobody's praying, then we should have done something different, okay? I want us to be praying. And when Jesus teaches us to pray, he teaches us part of that prayer is to pray, give us this day our daily bread. What does that mean? What does that look like? Give us what? God cares about your needs. God cares about your daily needs. Do you understand that? He cares about this world. He cares about creation. He created it, folks. And so he's got this whole world, and he wants to bless it. He wants to care for it, and he actually cares about it. So there's so much today that's out there where it's kind of like God only cares about the spiritual or like the floaty stuff. See, if it's angels, then it's cool. But if it's like earthy, then it's not okay. Man, that couldn't be more wrong. That couldn't be more wrong. God cares about our daily bread. He cares about our needs. And the thing that I really want to highlight today isn't so much that, but I want to highlight the fact that oftentimes God will provide his daily breadness to you in very normal, average kinds of ways. This is how oftentimes he will work. Oftentimes he will come to you and provide you with your daily bread. Well, what is daily bread? What does that mean? And he will oftentimes provide that daily bread. We're going to talk about what that is, in normal, average kind of ways. Well, what are the things that I need? Daily bread, the things I need. Well, you could get really specific and just think like the things I need for just life. I don't think it's just that. I think it's all sorts of kinds of needs that we have. For you to be sitting right now, you need to be sitting on a chair. And so some dude or some gal somewhere, you know, took this chair and made it. They put it together. And now you get to sit on it to have your need to be able to do this posture to happen. You see that? I mean, literally, the guy, you thought I was joking, the guy who made this, right over here in Porter, he blessed my day. Have you ever been on a plane? And you're thinking about, like, what's your need when you're on a plane? What's your need? You know, just to land, to stay afloat, right? That's your need in that moment. Like, I just need that to kind of happen. The plane needs to land. Hey, what's your need when you go to the breakfast or the little in your kitchen, grab the cereal, pour the cereal in, you go to the refrigerator, open up the door, reach in to grab something you need? Yeah! You gotta have some milk! Right? We need milk in that moment as you got it. And how is God providing these things to you? How is God working to bring you the landed plane? How does he work to bring you the milk? How does he work to bring you the burrito? How does he work to bring you this stuff? It's through just normal things. Isn't it? Isn't it through just people doing what they do? And so when you pray, sometimes there's like big things in Scripture. You know, there's sometimes daily bread comes. I think of Elijah in 1 Kings, where Elijah is, God says, go out to there, and I'm going to feed you with what? Do you remember this story? It's okay if you don't. It's a story where, yeah, he comes, Elijah's out there, and he's fed by ravens. Daily bread comes to him from birds. Could you imagine? That'd be awesome. That'd be incredible. And I'll bet you it was Taco Bell for Elijah too. You know, God just kind of helping him out. But that's, you know, when we think of provide for our daily bread, we don't sometimes think of God just working in normal kind of ways. And so when we pray, give us this day our daily bread, part of our prayer is simply, Lord, please let the farmer wake up. Please let him wake up so he can get out to milk the cow. So I can open my refrigerator and get some milk out. Lord, please let the pilot in training get better than a C+ on his test, you know. Please, Lord, let that take place. Please, Lord, provide in for my needs in all sorts of kinds of ways. The doctor bringing meds. A spouse bringing a kiss. What are our needs? What are the daily bread things that God is actually providing to you in some of the most normal ways? So normal that oftentimes we overlook that God is doing anything at all. That's actually where I'm kind of going today. Do we miss that? That God is working in the midst of those things to provide for us what we need. But in this prayer, watch this now. I'm going to blow your minds, I think, this morning. When we pray this prayer, we do not only pray that we would receive. Because what do we pray? Give us this day our daily bread. Well, what is that? See, if you just follow my train of thinking here, okay? That if God is working through normal ways to provide for me, if God is working through the guy at Taco Bell to literally work to bring me just incredible joy in my life, right? Then God is also working in you to provide for the us of others. Give us, there is an element where we pray, please, Lord, give me my daily bread. But we don't just pray that. We also pray, give us this day our daily bread. And so what God begins to do in this prayer is he begins to line you up to thinking that he is using you. I'll bet the last time you changed a diaper, you didn't think to yourself, God is at work in the midst of this. Right? You're not thinking that. You think, yeah, I'm just kind of doing this, and God is doing something over there. Well, wait a second. What does that baby need? If you don't change a diaper, folks, he gets a rash, the baby dies. Oh, did that go too far? Oh, I didn't mean to say it like that. But if you didn't take care of the baby, right? Then the baby would get very hurt. Got to remember, audience. But the baby would get really hurt. And so God comes and provides for even these babies as the mom or the dad changes the little dirty diaper and it's just so poopy. But we need to understand that God is doing this. Making the burrito. God is working sometimes. See, we think oftentimes God is only working when big things kind of go on, like when there's like a pastor guy doing something, or when there's like a missionary. You know, when the missionary comes from Africa and does the presentation, we're like, huh, clearly God's at work. And he is. But give us this day our daily bread is also beginning to shape you and transform you and push you to understand that God is actually using you and I in our normal callings in life. Being a husband, being a father, being a burrito maker, being whatever it might be. Look at this, Colossians, I want to show you this. This is where I get excited. I want to show you this Colossians text. Colossians 3, verse 17 says this. Now, the guy who says this is one of the greatest missionaries of all time, the Apostle Paul. He's a stud of mission work, wouldn't we say? And the guy, he writes these words right here. And as I kind of dissected this, I was just kind of constantly blown away. Watch this. The Apostle Paul, a stud at mission, says this: and whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. But watch this. What does he do then? Giving thanks to the Father. How can you thank somebody unless they've done something for you? See, what God is starting to show us is that as we pray for our daily bread, as we think about not only receiving, but also God using us in normal ways, he's saying, I want you to do everything you do for Jesus, but give thanks to the Father because he's the one who's actually doing something in that. See, you think that it's just kind of ending with the burrito, and there's a sense in which it is just that, but it's even bigger than that as the Father begins to do stuff. Do you see that? And so he's saying, through God working, give thanks, and then just do that thing, whatever it might be that we do, our different callings, husband, wife, mother, son, all this stuff, we do in the name of Jesus, giving thanks to the Father. And then you'd think, follow me here, you'd think that the next part of this is going to be and go to Africa, right, to be the missionary. But what's the next part? I will reveal it to you. See? Where does it go? Where does Paul go? To Africa missions? This is literally the next line. Do you get that? This is the next line. Wives, submit to your husbands. As is fitting, husbands, just love your wives. Where does he go? He goes to these basic, kind of just normal callings in life. Children, obey. Look right here, kids. Obey your parents. Hey, if you're a kid in here, you need to be looking at this. Hey. Kid, obey your parents. Fathers, don't provoke your children. Pa, pa, pa. These are just normal things. God is at work in all of this stuff. To be a mom. To be a dad. To be a husband. God is working to provide us with daily bread. And he also begins to shape you into seeing that you are being used in that way. See, this is oftentimes, folks, how God works. This is oftentimes how God does things. Even things that we hold very near and dear to us, like salvation, to be saved. Well, how does he work? I don't know about you, but when I think of God saving, I think of like a scene from Transformers. You know what I'm saying? Like where you guys, some of the kids know what I'm talking about. Where the Transformers, you're looking up into the sky, and remember when the bad guys are coming in and the whole sky opens up and the alien ships are coming down and the you know, Thor and stuff like that, they're beating these guys up. That's what I think of when I think of God. And yet, our God comes into a little manger as a little baby. And when I think of God, I think of like these aliens. I think of, you know, big and blowing stuff up. And then there's this guy named Jesus walking around Nazareth. Walking around Galilee. Just walking around. When I think of God, when you think of God, do you think of him like, of him being served? I think of a God being served, and yet what does our God do? He comes and serves. When I think of a God, I don't think of a God dying. And yet what does our God do? He just dies like a, he dies. Like an earthly death. These kind of normal, things he goes through for you and for me to bring, to save you from your sin, to save you from your brokenness, to save you from addictions, to save you through his blood on the cross, through him rising again. You know, I was really struck this week. If this doesn't blow you away, I don't know what will. John chapter 4, verse 34 says this. Now, this is Jesus. I read this in a little devotion. This gets me excited. Now, this is in the context of some of the disciples wondering if Jesus had already gotten some food. Verse 33. So the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him something to eat? Talking about Jesus. And Jesus says to them this. My food. My bread. My daily bread. My food. This is a backwards kind of verse here. This doesn't actually even make a ton of sense until you start to kind of think about it like this. My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. What is Jesus as he's praying? Give me this day our daily bread. What's he praying there? What is Jesus praying? He's saying, my food, my daily bread is to do the will of the Father. That is new to me. I have never seen that verse like that. I'm not kidding. Only in this context of this prayer, the Lord's Prayer, have I ever seen that and it jump out at me. That the daily bread of Jesus, for Jesus himself, is actually to do the will of the Father. What's our daily bread? It is to receive food and nourishment and strength and all. It is that. But it's also that you would begin to see God working through you in normal ways to bring daily bread to other people, that we actually begin to do the will of the Father. This is a brand new, this is just mind-blowing to me. And as I stop and really think about it, you know, I was praying this past week. So I have this kind of new way that I wake up. And I just started thinking about this. But I wake up in the morning, and before I even go pee, okay, or to the bathroom, but I don't like saying the bathroom because it's usually just pee. But before I even go pee, it's all funny, but everybody's got to pee in the morning. When I wake up, before I even go pee, I walk over to, now again, I haven't done this for very long, but I'm just going to start trying to do this. I've built this little bookshelf. It's just a bookshelf. But as I was building it, I was kind of thinking of it as a little bit of a prayer kind of thing too. And before I start my day, I'm going to walk over and I'm going to bow down and I'm going to kneel down by this little prayer kind of thing. And I'm just going to make the sign of the cross over my head and my heart and just remind myself, I'm a child of God. Jesus has redeemed me. And this day, Lord, I start with you. And I've been doing this past week, and it was fascinating because this past week, one of the times I got down, and very quick, before I do my personal devotions, because I got to go to the bathroom still, so that little part there is really fast. And one of the things I prayed, though, I started praying. I said, Lord, I can't remember if it was Tuesday or what it was, but I said, Lord, all that I do today, would you please bless it? All the things that I say, all the things that come out of my mouth, would you please work in what I say? Bless what I put my hands to. But you know what? God did something to me in that moment. Because all of a sudden I said, oh, wait, Lord, no. I take that back. I don't want to pray that prayer. That's actually not a bad prayer to pray. But I said, no, I'm going to take that back. I want to pray this prayer. Lord, what are you doing today? are you doing today? Help me to just join you in that. You're providing daily bread to a whole lot of people around the world. You are doing things, little teeny things in normal ways all over the place. Help me just to join you in what you're doing. Don't come be part of my day. Lord, I'm going to come be part of your day. Man, that I share that because that was an eye-opener for me. It's like, yeah, that man, I started kind of praying that wrong in that moment. And that's actually not a bad, no. I want to join you in what you're doing, Lord. Give us this day our daily bread. Provide, but also use. Let me have my eyes opened to how you're using me in my normal little ways. This is how our God rolls, guys. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I genuinely thank you for the guy at Taco Bell. I genuinely thank you for whoever it was that made that burrito this morning. I genuinely thank you for the people who made this music stand. I thank you for the people who made our chairs. I thank you for the people who milk cows. I thank you so much for our moms and our dads who changed our diapers. I thank you, Jesus, for just stuff after stuff after stuff after stuff. How you provide for us. And Lord, forgive us for where we've missed it. Forgive us for where we have missed that you are using us to provide for us. That you, Jesus, are calling us to realign our life. Not you coming into our life, us joining you in all that you're doing. And Jesus, I thank you for those ways in which you have saved us. Thank you for your death on the cross. Thank you for serving us. Thank you for helping us, for being there for us. Thank you for being that little baby in the manger. Thank you for being the God who came as a man and walked around. We are eternally in your debt, and forgive us, Lord, for where we miss those things. For where we are peering and looking for more, looking for something more spiritual. Come on, God, something bigger's got to happen here. Lord, just give us this day our daily bread. Let that word shape us into living differently, to thinking differently. We love you, Jesus, so much. Amen. That's cool. Man, may you know that God is at work in and through you to the people around you, bringing daily bread to them. May you know that God is working in normal ways to bring you, to provide you with all that you need each and every day. And may you know that our God sometimes just works in really normal ways. Go with Him this next week. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be blessed. Have a great week. The Lord bless you guys. Oh, even with a little video thing. Awesome. You may be seated really quick. God bless. Have a great week. Yeah.